You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
It is my honor to award the 2027 All-Star Game to the Chicago Cubs and Wrigley Field. The game will be played here July 13, 2027. The amazing transformation that has taken place of Wrigley Field and indeed Wrigleyville will provide a great setting for one of our most important events.
That was Rob Manfred making the big announcement. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. And come hang out in Wrigleyville, Rob Manfred. We can fix you up. It's not just cool souffle pancakes like Japan, but I think we've got a pretty good thing going here. And for more, I feel like it's been a while since we talked because the Cubs Charity for a Cure Radiothon raised over $750,000 since we last spoke. Crane Kenny, you're back with us here on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Thanks again for coming on.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. And thanks to your station, Mitch, and obviously Danny. $750,000 blew past last year's raise, and now the baton's in our hands, and we take it tomorrow, and I think we're going to go well north of $2 million after doing $1 million last year, so that's really special.
That's
a reminder,
incredible.
We're at $762,792 as of right now. As you said, you can keep on texting through Cure 25. Text that to 41444, or you can call 773-388-8270 to speak with Cubs Fan Services. Keep the money coming in.
And also, Crane, just I think that's a really good point just to start is when you consider how charity dollars are not as plentiful as they have been in years past. And for the radio station here and then Cubs fans and listeners to be able to do all of this in a year where we haven't seen that as much, what do you think of just that ability that everybody was able to chip in this way?
Yeah, no, I think some of it's an honor to Rhino. This week was, so much about him. There's some really weird circumstances. We had chosen the date for the All-Star Game announcement 6 months ago. We chose the date for the Cubs for a Cure in December. We chose the date for the Rhino flip-up glasses giveaway today, probably in November. And then Rhino passes this week, and all of these events are happening the same week. We're obviously mourning his loss, but also celebrating his life. And all of it comes together on a Friday 120 game at Wrigley. There's some grace to that. And I think we're all taking some comfort in, the game he loved so much, in the ballpark he cared about so much, and having the commissioner here to celebrate his life. It was cathartic today. It was a good day.
It has been a cathartic week, Crane, and I just know that today this announcement that the All-Star Game is coming back to Wrigley Field for the first time since 1990 is a bit of a shot in the arm for everyone involved. And I know so much went into this. How pleased are you, and how exciting is it to have the All-Star Game scheduled to come back now in 2027?
It's huge for us. You know, the renovation of Wrigley was, you know, many years in the making. We first went to Rob to ask for the game in 2017. Was our visit to his office in New York to say, hey, the project should probably finish sometime around 19 or 20. What a great way to cap the project by, you know, you awarding the All-Star Game. Then obviously COVID happened and a bunch of other things, and we just couldn't quite get there. We had a real serious security issue here at Wrigley. You know, I'm a broken record on wanting to close the streets. Every year the league scores its 30 ballparks for security and terrorism protection, and we're usually the last because we have active streets during games. You guys have been up here. You know, like on a game day, there's a U-Haul trailer rolling down Addison Street, and if it were full of fertilizer or other hazardous things and somebody took a U-turn, the main gate, like, not great. And huge shout out to the governor, the mayor, city council. I was asking to close the streets. And as you know, the alderman has been against that, saying, you know, that would really hurt the commercial businesses up and down the streets. And so they came up with the idea of installing the bollards on the public way and providing protection in a different way. So big credit to them. And that helped Rob get to the point where he gave us the game. And now we're going to celebrate in 2027.
Nice ringtone there in the background. I had to laugh at that. It was a nice little exclamation point to the end of that statement. But I do think that that's something that you told us. It's not like pivoting a kayak. It's more like turning a barge when it comes to security and bureaucracy and discussion and whose responsibility is this street and whose responsibility is you know, securing this part of this town. I think there's a lot of that we probably as sports fans aren't necessarily aware of. How much of that did have to take place in order to get to this ultimate point?
Yeah, it's a great point, Layla. So Addison is actually a state road. Clark is a city road, as is Waveland and Sheffield. So you had, you know, the state involved with needing to support, and we need to relocate some utilities to do all this work. We're going to widen the sidewalk a little bit. So you needed the state on board, you needed the city on board, you needed funding. I mean, real issue here is this is a $25 million project. Now, we've seen bollards installed elsewhere around the city, so they know how to do it. So it wasn't really a know-how. It was just we needed financing, we needed cooperation from the city and state. And obviously, the mayor and the governor have a lot of big issues on their plates. This is probably not on the first page of issues that they have to deal with, but they did. And then Rob did his thing. And like, so now think about it. Like, I'm not from Chicago originally, but I claim it now as my town. And there is no better place in the world than Chicago in the summer. And to bring our game, we've been strategizing. We're going to use Navy Pier for the Fan Fest. We're going to use Millennium Park for the draft. We'll use North Avenue Beach. I mean, we're going to use all of the assets that showcase our city so well, and inviting the world in, because this is really a world production, to see Chicago in the middle of the summer from the very best vantage points. I just can't wait to do that. It's going to be fun.
I know it's been a process, and to culminate to round third base, if you will, since we're talking baseball, to use baseball terms, and to finally slide into home has got to be a feeling. What's the energy like there in the building for getting across the finish line for this?
Yeah, I think it's two things. We've kind of had the deal done with the league. One of the big issues, I'll tell you, that we had to wrestle with is our season ticket holders. So what happens, this as I mentioned already, so it's the world comes to Chicago in 2027, and the league, in order to satisfy its needs and the needs of the other 29 clubs, needs access to our best seating inventory. We are fortunate to have so many season ticket holders. We had a long negotiation with the league about how do we protect the rights of our season ticket holders to see this game, many of whom have waited 37 years to see it. So there's a lot of like negotiations, but we finished all of that about 3 weeks ago, right before the Atlanta game. I went down and we kind of shook hands on all the final issues down in Atlanta. So then it was about, okay, now the work that's in front of us, staging, you know, it's not just the game. It's a kind of a week of activity. I think the league will install themselves in Chicago beginning in February to get ready for a July game. So it's going to be, you know, based on Derek Schiller's report, he's the president of the Braves, like it'll be kind of a year of activity to get ready for this week of games. So we know a lot of work ahead of us, but for now it's celebrating. And you know, we love our ballpark. You know, we feel strongly about it. And allowing the commissioner allowing us to share it with the world, that's a cool thing.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We're talking to Crane Kenny here on 670 The Score and Rahimi and Harris. This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Crane, I don't think it's going to surprise you that we have a lot of fans texting in. They were asking because they want to make plans. You know, everybody's excited about this. They want to make plans for 2027. They also know, though, that there's been a lot of discussion about the CBA being up at the end of 2026. What is the plan when it comes to trying to figure that out? Because people are asking us, what's the alternative plan if there is a work stoppage? That's a long time if it lasts until July. But I know that that's something where if they thought about it, you guys thought about it too.
Yeah. So the league typically grants games 2 years in advance. So we know already that Philadelphia's got the next game, and then we would have 27. They'll grant the 28 game next year. So in 2026, they'll do because again, the planning takes so long. Someone will get 28, 29 will be open. You know, last thing in the world we need is a work stoppage. If it were to happen in 27 and we were to lose the game, you know, 29 would be open. And we've talked to Rob about, you know, would 29 then be our game? And he didn't quite say yes, but I think we saw this with Atlanta. Remember, they had the game originally scheduled. See, what year was it? 22. And then they had a number of issues and had to cancel that game. I think it then went to Seattle. And so then they got it. They got the 25 game. So let's not talk about, I mean, today we're focused on 27. And I certainly don't want to let my head go too far down a path of a work stoppage, because that would be devastating for our game and our players and our fans. But we're playing on 27. And if that doesn't happen for any reason, you know, we'd have a backup.
Got it.
I'm guessing we're having as hard a time of getting tickets now for the rest of this season as any season in recent memory, just because of how good the Cubs have been. They start the day right there, a game out of the best record in all of baseball. I'm curious as to what the demand has been like lately. You talked about the Red Sox series being the highest, you know, demand maybe of all time in terms of a series. Where are we now with that 5-game series we got coming up against the Brewers and some of the other series that we are looking at right now, Crane?
Yeah, we're again, our fan base has been so supportive. I think the team, it's a really captivating team, right? Winning team for sure, but just the way we play, I think it's such a great brand of baseball. We're fortunate. We're well sold through kind of early September. We typically have a kind of a moment when the kids go back to school in late August or September, that sales then depend on the success of the team. And with a successful team, September is selling quite well. That 5-game series with Milwaukee, I'm trying to remember when it was. We had a late season, I think it was a 4-gamer with them, and I believe it was in Milwaukee, that was really pivotal. But I, man, the world will be focused certainly Cub World will be focused on Wrigley Field for those 4 days and five games. That'll be, and for your business, I think, you know, you'll have plenty to talk about for 4 days.
Well, yeah, it kicks off with Matt Spiegel singing the national anthem on the first day of the series. You know, that unfortunately got postponed because of the rain. You have that to look forward to, too.
Well, Matt actually can carry that off. That'll be one of our better renditions, I have a feeling.
I'm sure he'll love to hear that. We are looking forward to it, and even Danny Parkins during the radiothon, we had some fun with it as well, because those were some of the tickets we were giving away, were that Brewers series. Yeah, as a business person, I'm sure that is something that you consider. Yeah, I hear the reaction there, but that was part of what bidders were asking for and donating for.
Yeah, I got to tell you, so our players, I just saw counts before I came in to do the All-Star Game announcement. Our players are so supportive. You know, I heard the PCA piece, Brad Keller, I mean, all of them giving either gloves, meet and greets, autographs, tickets. It's just such a good clubhouse, led by Counts, obviously, at the top, and his relationship he had with Danny and Danny's brother. I was really proud of the organization as a whole. The Ricketts family, very supportive as always. And then we did a big match here at Wrigley, led by all the four Ricketts family members, and then Jed and I. And, you know, kind of top to bottom, it was fully supportive. I think we'll have something like 96% participation by our staff members, each contributing something.
Wow.
And then huge gifts from our corporate partners. Our new partner, AbbVie, came in with $250,000. Cologuard came in with $100,000. American Airlines with $100,000. Like, you know, reaching into their own pockets to support something that's important to us and obviously anyone who's battling this disease. So a lot of good feelings around here right now.
Crane Kenny, the Cubs business operation president of business operations, joining us here on Raheemy and Harris as we talk about the All-Star Game officially awarded by Rob Manfred and Company to the city of Chicago and Wrigley Field in 2027. You talk about partnerships. I had to ask you because I was shocked that Danny Parkins, who, granted, 24 hours, no sleep. I don't know what kind of mental state he was in, but he had never heard of the Yeti Yard. And I want to ask you, if that particular partnership has exceeded expectations in terms of popularity, because I said, as soon as it was announced, I was like, this is going to be the most popular thing that's happened in Wrigley Field in recent memory.
All right, Marshall, we got to get you on our staff here, because you predicted it more than we did. It was the first asset sold out this year. When you look at the clubs, suites and other, we call them premium spaces.
Right.
Have you guys been out there?
No.
Have we had you out there yet?
But
no.
You can have us out anytime you want.
And we want to go, but, you know, we also understand that, like, paying customers deserve to have
their
experiences.
Space, yeah.
Like, we know we get to go to games a lot of the time for free. We try to be respectful of it.
Yeah, but you guys are celebrities. We can come by. They'd love to have a visit. So let's talk to Mitch. It's, you know, and again, I'm 62 years old, so like I can't really relate to the current bleacher population. But what it does is it gives old timers like me, who used to spend time in the bleachers, who just can't do it these days, a way to have the bleacher experience, the energy, the sort of open GA feel, the noise, the proximity to the field, the relationship you have with the outfielders. You get all of it. But with the creature comforts that, like, I can't sit on a bench for 3 hours. Like, I just can't do it. And we didn't, you know, we were experimenting with it. It was a long, weird story about how the space was returned to us. And we said, yeah, this could be cool. And then I think by April 8th, every date was gone. And right now we're actually looking at how we would enlarge it for next year.
And you should definitely enlarge it.
Even
I'm here for that.
Jameson Taillon was talking about going if he was able. You know, that's the power of this thing.
Yeah, sometimes we're smart, sometimes we're lucky. This one was definitely the latter.
It does sound like a great environment. I think the bleachers are fun because, kind of like, sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. We do know who sits in the bleachers. And to be in Chicago and have that that relationship with a lot of people where you know somebody who that's their seat, I think that's not very common. I can't imagine what they're going to be like for All-Star 2027. I can't wait to hear the pitches they have to try to remain in the bleachers for those games, but something tells me they'll be into it as well.
Well, think about this. Like, I was down in Atlanta, and, you know, I was kind of keeping track of how many balls, like, would have flown out of Wrigley during batting practice and then the home run derby itself. So, like, for the Ball Hawks on Waveland and Sheffield, I mean, is it going to be, like, 200 baseballs flying out of the ballpark? And, like, what's that scene going to look like? I mean, so we have, you know, because the small footprint for the ballpark and the fact that we're right on top of the city streets, you know, there'll be some unique things that happen in Wrigley at the All-Star game that probably have never happened, you know, anywhere else.
It feels like it's going to be Sosa McGuire levels of chasing down balls for people out there in the streets, and the streets will be packed. I don't know. I don't know what the new security issues details are on, like, who can be where outside, but if they're allowed, there's going to be people everywhere out there.
All of Wrigleyville. I mean, we had a little taste of this when the World Series was here. And, I mean, for you guys probably had some feel for it. Like, you couldn't look down a street and not see, you know, 8,000 people. And so we're gonna do that in the midsummer, which should be fun.
Well, and also, Crane, while we have you on, it was such an emotional day yesterday. And I know that was hard to talk to us about, not just being in the media and being in an interview for the first time for a lot of people since Rhino's passing, but also the reception that you guys got, what we heard about what's going on Saturday was so well received. I think for everybody who may not have heard it or they want to know what more they can do, I know the Cubs are wearing number 23 tomorrow for Rhino. It continues the weekend that we have of charity with the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. Is there anything else you want people to know about Saturday's game specifically? Because I do think there's a lot of fans who are either going or there's something that they want to do, not just by donating to help, but maybe in-game participation. What would you say?
Well, so yeah, it's going to be his day. We've got the field stenciled down for today. We're going to run a tribute video today and a moment of silence today. So the way the 2 days will break up, today will be a little more solemn in the way we do it. Sean Dunstan is here, you know, his partner. I saw Sean for the All-Star game, and we had an honest talk about what Rhino meant to him. So we're going to have him deliver second base today. And, you know, so today will be probably a little more solemn. Tomorrow is going to be more of a celebration of Rhino. So still the stencil and the batting practice shirts, but then all the guys wearing, you know, I think that's such a great message. I literally talked to Ryan a week ago when I saw him last about, I said, hey, we're going to wear 23 in your honor. And players had been doing that. Lester threw out a first pitch with 23 on. Woody did it as well. Everybody was kind of wearing 23. And I said, hey, we're thinking about which jersey. And he goes, definitely the blue and no names on them. So he you know, even in his final week, he was directing the show. Like, he didn't like the names on the back of the jersey. He thought, you know, you play for the name on the front. So we're honoring his wishes. Navy blue. No names, everybody having 23. Only Ryan's flag will fly on the foul poles.
Oh.
We'll take down Billy and Ernie and everyone else. And, you know, we're going to send a message. And I think 40,000 people cheering, cheering for him. And then we've got some really great moments. Seventh inning stretch going to be sung by a cancer survivor. Actually, I think you had him on the air today. A WGN
Mike Lowe.
Talent. Yeah.
Love Mike. That's so wonderful.
Yeah, top to bottom. Tribute to Rhino and to all of those who've been battling cancer. Like, I think we're going to more than double what we raised last year, which is just, you know, such a credit to Danny. Like, this idea was born literally sitting in the bleacher or in the grandstand at Wrigley. He had just finished his radiothon for food insecurity, and we were mourning the loss of Lynn Bramer, your colleague from XRT, and I said, hey, what if we married your radiothon with my cancer tribute to Lynn, but raised money instead? And literally eating a hot dog in the stands, he's like, let's do it. And then never knew he was going to leave the score, but then to come back and just keep it going. What a huge respect for Danny. He's just such a good dude. And we're doing good in the community. So all worked out.
Thank you so much, Crane. I know this has been such a roller coaster when you consider All-Star, when you consider this weekend. Just let us know what we need to do. You know, Navy Blue in 23 on Saturday, and let us know where the party's at in 2027. You got to give us the updates.
Thanks so much, Crane.
You got it. First thing, though, I need to get you out to the yard. So I'm literally going to text Mitch when I hang up, and we'll find a date that works for you.
Oh my gosh, that is too kind. And in the meantime, you know, thank you for this. Thank you for being on with us about the announcements. And please, you know, as this date grows closer, people want to know what's happening, and they want to know where they can celebrate with a festival that is baseball in 2027. Congratulations again on the All-Star game, and congratulations for raising $750,000. For cancer research.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.